Our scripture tonight is from Matthew, the 23rd chapter. This chapter gives a graphic description of the religion of the Pharisees. And some of the things that Jesus says here seem to be so different from the words that we're accustomed to hear from the meek and lowly Christ. Reading from verse 13 of Matthew chapter 23. "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. When he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides." Verse 23. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint, anise, and cummin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat, and swallow a camel, why do ye scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites? For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and of iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets." The scripture goes on to show that many more words Jesus uttered upon the Pharisees. Now, friends, the present of Christ's object lessons that the religion of the Pharisees represents the Laodicean state. And under whom does the Laodicean message apply? To us. What do we think if Jesus talked to us like that? Would we be angry like the Pharisees? And I think of another statement of Sister Wade that says the Laodicean message applies to those who profess presence. We should not look at the Pharisees as some strange individual, but the spirit of the Pharisees is the spirit of human nature. The religion of the Pharisees was the religion, or is the religion, of us Laodiceans. in the light of these facts, my friends, I believe that we should analyze the religion of the Pharisees. That honestly before God we may see therein a portrayal of ourselves. First of all, we should notice that the religion of the Pharisees were religious. Exceedingly religious. They were ultra particular in their religious observances. As Jesus said in the scripture that we have read, they tithed even the garden herbs. They were particular to wash the outside of the platter, outside the dish. But they left the dish inside full of filthiness. While they were out of particular in the externals of religion, they neglected the weightier matters, faith and justice and mercy. Jesus used rather citing figures of speech. The one should be so particular lest he be defiled, that he would take and strain the very smallest gnat, lest he would be unclean in swallowing the gnat. At the same time, they were unmindful of swallowing camels. They were particular that they would not render themselves unclean, even in their eating habits. But Jesus told them, it is not what goes within a man, it is what which comes out of the man that defiles him. And the scripture says that the Pharisees went away angry at that saying. They were unmindful of the defilement of their thoughts and the intents of their hearts. The Pharisees impressed themselves and others that they were righteous. And they did not know that Jesus says that which is highly esteemed in the sight of man is an abomination in the sight of God. The Pharisees compared themselves with others. You remember the two men that went up to the temple to pray? One was a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood thus by himself and said, Lord, I thank thee that I am not as other men. Who was he comparing himself with? If he had seen himself in the light of Christ, this could not have been his prayer. He would have been rather like the publican, crying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. But as the Apostle Paul says, we should not be among those who compare themselves with themselves, thus are not wise. The Pharisees are represented in Isaiah 58 also, which is the Laodicean message, where the Lord says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Here are the people who take delight in approaching unto God, and the religious meetings, they love to come to the meetings and hear the word of the Lord, the scripture says. And they fast, and they bow down their head like a bullrush, oh so solemnly. Jesus says he fasts for stripes and for the putting forth of the finger. You see, the religion of the Pharisee is a religion that leads us to be critical of others. Jesus spoke on one occasion, he drew the parallel of here is one in the case, a speck of dust, and looking at the speck of dust in his brother's eye, the amazing to pull it out. And he says to his brother, let me take this speck of dust out of your eye. Jesus said, thou hypocrite, first pull the beam out of thy eye. In other words, the figure here is a person with a great 42 in his eye, a big plank, a mighty piece of timber. And he's got this great plank, this 42 in his eye. And he wants to pull a speck of dust from his brother's eye. The Pharisees were so religious, friends, They saw themselves as so righteous that the Lord of glory came unto them. And do you know what they thought of him? Shows us in the book, such a sanctified life. The Pharisees thought Jesus was a very irreligious fellow. All that they regarded as the signs of sanctity, Jesus ignored. In fact, the Pharisees called Jesus a glutton and a wine bibber. Just think of it. The Lord of glory. The religion of the Pharisees was a religion of externals. They felt not their need of Christ. Because when you consider all the things that the Pharisees did, it's possible to do without Christ. We can be externally righteous without the Lord Jesus Christ. We can pay tithes and be particular enough without Christ. We can be particular in our observances, our other religious observances without Christ. We can wash and paint the white mouth, the old tomb, which is full of dead man's bones within, without Jesus Christ. We can wash the outside of the platter without Jesus. It doesn't take grace to do that. We can fast. We can mend the garments without the Lord Jesus. This the Pharisees did. They were blind to the fact that righteousness and freedom is not a condition of externals, but it pertains to the human spirit. We have the example of one of the greatest Pharisees, the Pharisee of the Pharisees, Saul of Tarsus. Till after his conversion, race of the believers, and he said, I want to tell you something. I want to warn you something, that you will not trust in the flesh. If any man had aught that he could think that he could trust in the flesh, he said, I more. I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, the most righteous among the Jewish nation. He says, in fact, as touching the righteousness of the law, he said, I was blameless. Here was a man, friends, who could observe with great rigor and exactness everything in the outward life. As touching the outward letter of the law, here was a man who was blameless. That's more than most of us could say. But my friends, when he found Christ, when the Apostle Paul saw the spirituality of the law, that righteousness was not just a thing of the externals, but righteousness was a condition of the human spirit. He said, the Lord is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul, and the sin.